Just for a few moments, if I may, I want to talk to you about the peace of Christmas. Have you ever noticed that peace is a rather elusive quality in our world today? Whether in parts of the country, in the Middle East or in Asia, in governments, among politicians, in countries, far and wide, or even here within our own community, dare say even within our own hearts, peace can be a very elusive quality. Recently, I read an enthusiastic group of about 1,200 would-be peacemakers who began a peace march. And this group wanted to make a statement about the futility of war and the importance of peace. I think it's a rather noble venture, wouldn't you say? However, before they had gone too far, the peace march stalled out. About half of the group had disbanded because of petty bickering within the group. The remaining marches quickly polarized between those who were walkers and those who traveled by car. Following that was a dispute about the dress code. Finally, they decided to settle some of the conflict with a ballot, but there was disagreement over who would vote. Eventually, they came to an agreement, allowing even the children to vote. But then the ballot was declared invalid. The peace march ended with a large percentage of those assembled refusing to speak to one another. Later on, a journalist in an article describing this event commented like this, and I quote, "And we wonder why nations cannot get along." I think it's a fair point, don't you think? In Paul's letter to the Philippians, we find one of the most popular benedictions ever written, and indeed within the Word of God. And it is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. It says, "And the peace of God, which transcends or passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." What an important verse for this season of the year this benediction really is. After all, Advent, Christmas are times when our hearts and minds naturally move towards the hope of maybe peace on earth. Everybody tries to be in their best behavior. Some of us, however, don't succeed very well. Indeed, the angels that sang in the heavens at Christ's birth of peace on earth, goodwill towards men, reminds us of the great messianic hope that Isaiah the prophet described hundreds of years before Christ was born. And I quote, "The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, as a little child will lead them." Notice that phrase, "a little child shall lead them." We have come to know that babe of Bethlehem as the little child that one day will lead the world to peace. Let us never forget that Jesus Christ is the only one who will ever succeed in that. Every year, at this time, we rekindle this great dream of peace on earth. We look forward to that day when the wolf will indeed live with the lamb and the leopard will lie down with the goat. We all long for peace, don't we? Peace within our hearts and peace within our homes and peace within our world. You may have heard the story of Dante. He was the great poet of the Middle Ages. And he was exiled from his home in Florence. Life had turned out badly for him. And he decided to walk to Paris from Italy, where he could study philosophy. It was his desire to find a clue to the riddle of humanity and his destiny. And one night in his travel, we are told that he found himself to be a weary pilgrim who could not go any further that day. He knocked at the door of Santa Croce Monastery to find refuge for the night. And a rather surly brother within the monastery was finally arose. And the monk came to the door, flung it open in a gruff voice, asked, "What do you want?" To which Dante answered in a single word, "Peace." Just peace. My friends, there are plenty of us this Christmas season who could answer with that same word, "I just want peace." Real peace. Peace is very elusive in our world. And ever since Adam and Eve left Eden, the only thing we have been able to count on is the inescapable presence of conflict. Nations can get along with nations, families can get along with one another, and many people across our world, and even people within this congregation, perhaps maybe are tossing and turning at night because there is a battle going on within their own hearts, seeking for that elusive thing known as peace. There is a rather sad story, I suppose, because he was a young Norwegian soldier during the Second World War, and his father and mother and his whole family were killed in that terrible war, and it was a tragic situation. He was now alone for his first Christmas Eve. He was very depressed. He came out and stood by the edge of a Norwegian fort, and in his frustration and bitterness, he shouted into the sky, "Glory to God in the highest." And the fjord echoed back, "Highest, highest, highest." He shouted again, "And on earth, peace." And the fjord echoed back, "Peace, peace, peace." But then the young man sat down and cried, for there was no peace. Peace for him was only an echo that began to fade and fade and fade far away. Wouldn't it be tragic? And I mean this, wouldn't it be tragic if today ourselves, during this Christmas time, like this young man, like Dante, are looking for peace, lasting peace, and we shall just do what we always do on Christmas Day and ignore the very one who is known in the Bible as the Prince of Peace, the one that really can give you true peace that the world cannot take away. I want to just finish with this little story. It's a true story, by the way. Every story I tell you is true, just in case you're wondering. But there is one person, only one place where that peace can be found, and that is the little child, Jesus, who grew up to be the Savior of the world. But the story is of a Christmas pageant or play, and the manger was down in front at the chancel steps where it always is, and Mary was there in a blue mantle and Joseph in a cotton beard. The wise men were there with a handful of shepherds, and of course in the midst of them all, the Christ child was there lying in the straw. The nativity story was read aloud by the minister, with carols sung at the appropriate places, similar almost to what we have done this morning. And all went like clockwork until it came the time for the arrival of the angels of the heavenly host, as represented by the children of the congregation who were robed in white and scattered through the pews with their parents. At the right moment, they were supposed to come forward and gather around the manger. And at that is just when they did accept, when things began to go wrong. There was a fair amount of crowding and jockeying for position. with the result that one particular angel, a little girl who was smaller than most of them, ended up so far out of the fringes of things that not even lifting her neck and standing on tiptoe could she see what was going on. Glory to God in the highest on earth, peace, goodwill among men. They all sang on cue. And then, in the momentary pause that followed, the small girl electrified the entire church by crying out in a voice shrill with irritation and frustration and enormous sadness and having her view blocked. Let me see Jesus! At that, of course, everybody turned around, and you can imagine what happened, don't you? It was like the parting of the sea. Everybody made room so that that beautiful girl was able to see the baby Jesus whom she was there to sing about. And you know, my friends, if I was to sum up, and I will sum up this particular thought, it will be on these words from that baby girl, or that girl, let me see Jesus. That is how we bring peace to our families, to our community, and ultimately to the world. Let me see Christ. Let us allow him to show who he really is, and maybe once in our lifetime be able to find the peace that he brings. As he once said to the disciples, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give unto you. Therefore, do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Amen. And may God bless that word to us this morning.